I got really upset this morning, and as I do when I get upset, I write a poem. This one's called What's Wrong with Girls? Today I got upset with a very dear friend. He had made a generous offer that would surely bring an end to the issues that I face sitting hours at a time at the desktop in my bedroom writing poetry and rhyme. I used to have a study with a proper office chair, but since I moved to London, that luxury's not there. My room is small, and I sit hunched before a chest of drawers. And even if I open all the windows and the doors, being hunched all day in the room in which I sleep is slowing down my progress from a gallop to a creep. It's making me unhappy, and I told him this at dinner. He responded with an offer, and it sounded like a winner. He said he had a laptop that his father didn't use, that he'd sell me for £100. It seemed I could not lose. That if I could get it working, I could have it for a ton, and thus it seemed my cooped-up life was very nearly done. His father gave the go-ahead, easy, nice, direct. One more thing to check, he said, but I did not expect that the one more thing was testing out the laptop on his own, that if he could get it working, our deal would be blown. I got upset and realized his offer had been hollow. I found it hard to think and speak. I found it hard to swallow. My face was hot. My tone was sharp. I asked him, am I right? I was looking for his honesty, not trying to start a fight. He told me, don't get angry. You are acting like a girl. And that was when my fury, like a storm, began to swirl. It swirled around me, red and hot like revelation rain, and I knew that it would not go well attempting to explain that the message I was getting was deceptive, like a box filled with packing foam and empty talk and several heavy rocks. And then, to top it off, he sent a text with sorry if, an apology that hangs itself like someone from a cliff. It didn't make me lean towards. It made me lean away. Sorry if is not the way I ever want to play. People who use sorry if don't think they've done you wrong. And when it's in their blind spot, this is how they'll carry on. I don't have energy for talk that doesn't carry action. I've no more time for generousness that turns into retraction. And when the person says you are a girl, I think I'm done. I have to walk away. I don't want shadow. I want sun. P.S. What's wrong with girls? Single-sex public school education has a lot to answer for. One of the world's major killers is that the men who run the show regard women as a different species. Afterthought. If you want to understand the drive behind sorry if, type the words sorry if into Google and read what the wiki has to say.